this is Paperboy, and you're tuned into the Fresh Mix Rap Playlist.
Long live Fresh.
Let's do it again, and just like this time, like you're at a party and everything's crazy.
Hey man, you gotta get up.
What up?
You staying here?
Damn, is you the landlord or something?
Robin season. Everybody got
Atlanta
in.
Season 2 wrap up. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, The Last Roush. Today with me is
Kelly.
Oh my goodness. It's like pulling teeth sometimes, but it's okay. We're glad that I got you. Okay, so what did you think about the last few episodes of season 2?
I liked them. I thought they were good. What I saw, I didn't get to see a whole lot of Woods.
You didn't see most of Woods. We saw north of the border where the crew goes to the dorms and they party at the
front house.
And experience that crazy.
I think I've saw maybe altogether 4 episodes.
Okay. And each in the flashback and then the roundup.
Yeah. Anyway.
Crabs in the barrel.
The one thing that I don't like about the episodes that I've seen, they have all been about Paperboy just completely getting shat on.
Okay.
Like, he's going through something that is just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. The episodes that I've seen, that's all that's happened.
Okay.
Except for one.
Which
where
one?
Donald Glover's dressed up as that guy.
Teddy Perkins.
Yeah.
And he's not even really in it.
Yeah.
It's more of a Darius episode anyway.
Yeah.
And Barbershop, when he had
I saw Barbershop. Yeah, where he, like, every time something happens, it just
Bibby.
Gets worse and worse and worse.
Bibby.
Bibby.
That was the guy's name, I think.
Bibby?
I think
really?
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah. You're right. This was a really bleak season, if you want to say, as a dramedy, if you want to say it was anything, because it did have some funny, you know, more comedic parts, but the majority of the season, Robin season, it opened with a robbery, and it kind of set the tone for it, you know?
Yeah.
It was a bleak season. I can't really think of two. Looking at most of the episodes, I can't look at one of them and say this was definitely a comedy, this was definitely a drama, this is, except for maybe like Teddy Perkins as a horror, Barbershop was a comedy, Helen was a drama, you know. I don't think you saw Helen. That was Gambino and Earn and Van, which was his girlfriend. They broke up at that point.
No, I didn't see it.
You see, I think they broke up with Van, Zazzy Beetz.
Yeah.
So she could go film Deadpool.
Gotcha.
She looked like she had walked off the set of Deadpool in the end at episode 11 anyway.
Yeah.
Crabs in a Barrel.
Yeah. Why is it called Crabs in a Barrel?
Some people speculated because the lawyer was, you know, just calling them crabs in a barrel. If you got crabs in a barrel, it's, you know, it's easy pickings.
Okay.
It means that they're easy target.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure if that's true, but that's just what some people were speculating. So Woods had Alfred kind of wandering in the woods, speculating, you know, kind of what is life kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He did go through some trials and tribulations. Do you think he learned anything throughout Woods, north of the border, or Crabs in a Barrel? Do you think he's learned something?
I didn't see. What was north of the border? What was happening?
That was the one when they went to go to the college, where he was riding with that one chick, and she was like, Earn is not a good manager. And they said that, kind of planted that idea.
That.
Okay, well, they planted that idea. And
I saw
said,
FUBU and Crabs in a Barrel.
Well, didn't you saw when they were in the frat house where they had the pledges naked on the floor?
Yeah, that was that not Crabs in a Barrel?
North. That was north.
Well, then I didn't see. I don't know what I saw then. Right. I have no idea what I saw. I don't know what order I saw them in. I don't remember. I know FUBU and whenever they were.
Right, because FUBU
with
was
the crazy chick from that urn. Was like, oh man, she loves you.
That was north of the
border. And then there was like fucking feet print.
That was north.
Okay.
That was north. Yeah. So
I didn't see Crabs in a Barrel.
Yeah. You might not remember Crabs in a Barrel. So north of the border was definitely it was kind of wild and out. You know, the crew was out. They were all in pajama gang. They were trying to perform at colleges.
What was his cousin's name? Was it Terry?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Tracy was on another one, throwing that girl off the...
he didn't throw her.
The stairs. She was a little dramatic, but she did go flying, and he didn't ever help the...
She was stupid as fuck dramatic, because then Earn catches her, and he's like, are you all right? And she just... and smacks him in the face.
Slaps his ass. But
I don't know why you have me watch these fucking shows. They piss me off.
We gotta add to the list.
Add it to the fucking list.
No, I think they are hilarious. I thought this was one of the best episodes. The gang was all crazy. It did end on somewhat of a downer of a note, though, because Earn kind of was so pissed off they had lost his laptop, which we don't know what was on that laptop. That girl threw all his stuff out. They fucked all his shit up. They fucked up Paperboy's car.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucked up.
They fucked up everything.
They were terrible. What do you think was on the laptop? Do you think Earn had music on Paperboy's music?
Probably a lot of music.
Well, he's
stuff
he's,
with he his daughter.
He doesn't have a lot of money if he's living in one of these space savers.
What's a space saver?
Sorry, you know what I'm talking about. Like, he's living in, like, a locker or, like, a rental.
Is he living in a fucking storage unit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I thought that it had shown his... it might all be first couple episodes they show him in the unit.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, that's why he doesn't like Tracy, because Tracy's, like, just up in... mooching and living on Alfred's couch, where Earn probably would want to be before him.
Yeah.
It makes sense. It makes sense why he's a little bit pissed off at Tracy.
Yeah.
But also, Earn just seems to have like a big head. Like, he can just take on anybody. I don't really understand where he gets off on having this big head, you know?
I don't know.
It's not like he's better than that. He is...
Didn't look like he grew anymore either from the FUBU show. Or from the FUBU episode. Looked like he stayed the same height since high school.
Stop. You're being terrible.
Right? He hasn't grown any more inches.
I thought that was one of my favorite episodes. It was like a self-contained movie. I mean, each of these shows have literally been like a self-contained mini movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could just jump in almost at any time. You wouldn't really have had to see too much, you know? I mean, you didn't have to see too much to have gotten caught up as far as you did.
Yeah.
You didn't watch any of season one.
No.
So, and relatively understood what was going on. Even in Teddy Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
All these episodes kind of feel like an anthology series, similar to how, you know, Black Mirror.
Yeah.
You can just join in anywhere. Except this has like a small congruent line of events that are going through. But yeah, it doesn't really feel like too much has happened, although there is a European tour coming up at the end of this where they've sold everything in Paperboy's apartment. Earns, they're all going to probably Europe.
Yeah.
And they leave Tracy out in the dark.
Where? In Europe?
No, outside of Alfred's house, they leave Tracy, and that's how they leave the episode. And he's yelling. He's like, yo, let me in.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Tracy was another one. I thought he was a breath of levity in this series because it was kind of bleak.
Really?
I mean, I would say, you know, Darius, I think some people think Darius is a lot funnier than I personally do. Like, I don't think he's that funny.
The skinny high dude?
Yeah, I think that he says some funny things.
I think he's attractive.
A couple things.
Not funny.
Like... that some things I find kind of funny, but it is such, it's beyond dry humor, you know?
Yeah.
In deadpan humor where they'll say something, you know, it's ridiculous, like, I'm 35 Savage, you know? Or just, and it'll show Gambino just like not having that shit. You know, like, that's pretty deadpan right
doesn't
there.
Doesn't seem like he doesn't want to laugh at anything anyone says.
Yeah, right.
And I just want to bias because he's, like, sulking in his own...
I mean, everyone seems depressed in this, almost. Like, some people say that Alfred's not clinically depressed. Like, what is it called? Undiagnosed?
Yeah.
Sorry. I think clinically I said that wrong. But, yeah. Yeah. What I said.
Undiagnosed, depressed.
I don't know, but yeah, it's kind of bleak. I kind of want to see some a little bit more color in this the next season. You know,
yeah,
it was almost too bleak for me.
Gotcha.
As a season, do you have any complaints specifically?
No, other than every episode I've watched, it's been like
beautifully shot for one
thing. It's been shot good, yeah, but just I don't know what the entire seasons are about. I thought they were about Paperboy.
Right. They kind of say it is loosely, but it's not really, you know. I mean, it is.
It's like a bunch of bad shit just keeps happening to him.
Seinfeld was always sold as the show about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
This could be the show about something, you know.
What's it about?
Well, that's what I'm saying, is how do you describe it? Because I do feel like it's saying something.
Gotcha.
Unlike the Seinfeld show, did you ever watch that one?
No.
Okay, so.
I mean, I would, if I, like, was sitting in the living room and my dad turned it on, right. I saw it, but I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't watch it.
All right, well, I at one point, I used to love it. I watched all the seasons. I have them DVR'd and everything. But now I'm just like, okay, you know, they're all right.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want something with just a tad more substance now.
Yeah.
And I think that Atlanta is the show that has a little bit more substance. It's still enough where you can jump in almost any episode if it was playing on syndication. What I mean, like, in 5 years, hopefully they'll be playing Atlanta at 4 p.m. in the afternoon or something like that, and you're just scrolling or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Atlanta's playing. You can jump on any episode and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I
feel like I would go back and start this.
Right.
Like,
right,
I feel, right, like I should, right, go home and start season one, just so I can...
I have season one already lined up, because I don't remember season one. I've only watched almost every other episode of season one, so I need to go back and rewatch season one to get a full recap. But, hell, watching season two kind of shows that you can just jump right in almost anywhere you need to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so... it's hard to complain with a show like that, you know?
Yeah.
It has both an episodic personification. You know, you can jump in on any episode, or you can, you know, follow the full story through. Because, yeah, it does have, you know, full stories that fall through. Yeah, it's wonderfully shot. I love the music. The music is...
Yeah.
Is on par.
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. It's all hip-hop music, and it's all, like, Gambino selected and hand fried and selected and picked and smothered and
probably shitty.
It's hip hop. It's hip hop, and anything that's not hot hip hop that's going on is like done by Donald Glover or Charles Gambino.
Yeah.
So yeah, I give him props for that. Writing, acting, look, phenomenal, all phenomenal. I wish it was on Netflix. That way I could just put it on anytime. It's on FX, and FX, you just have to...
I can't go home and
watch it. You have to sign in to do it, and so if you can sign in and find the show and all that stuff, then that's how you got to do it. And sometimes there's ads. This is a show I would prefer without ads. Because, like, this is good enough to have no ads. It should be on, like, Netflix and be able to fund itself, because it has, like... ad placement that works, you know. Instead of them cutting to an ad every 8 minutes or 10 minutes, they put on a Coca-Cola t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, or they're eating some Cheetos and you can see the Cheeto label. That's a product placement.
Yeah.
They do that excellently on this show without, like, taking away from what's happening, you know. It's like, oh, look what I'm doing. I'm using an iPhone in the show. Or, you know, it's sometimes product placement is very obvious. This show does it well. Subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Subtly. Is subtly?
Baby, you asking the wrong subtly. Person. Right, well, suddenly?
Subtle. It's very subtle with the product
placement. No, suddenly is a different. Just don't ask me. Edit that shit out. Don't ask me nothing else, okay?
I'm going to Cobra Kai. All right. Thank you for joining me on this wrap-up of Robin season of Atlanta. Please check out our other podcast. We just finished full series wrap-up of Hannibal.
That was good. Hannibal's good, dude.
What else did we do? We obviously just did the Atlanta One Punch Man. We have the Upgrade podcast from the new indie movies, Blumhouse Theaters.
What? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right. Well, the movie's called Upgrade. You better get that out of here for Cobra Kai. What else did we have? Podcasts that have come out down the list.
That are out?
Yeah, so...
I don't know about...
Yeah, we had Deadpool and Avengers not too long ago, so keep checking in. Solo just dropped. Got some opinions about that. All right, y'all. Rate, share, subscribe. Add us at Lucky Dog Podcast. Email us at theluckydogpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Everybody gotta eat.
Hey, yo, man, you just take a picture of me.
Gap in the clouds and the sun comes out.
Paper boy in the house.
You're gonna get us robbed.